From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. The National Agency for Drug and Food Control, or BPOM, supports using two local COVID-19 vaccines for booster. Digital transformation opening avenues for boosting competitiveness. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in details. The Indonesian Agency for Drug and Food Control, or BPOM, is supporting two of Indonesia's locally made COVID-19 vaccine brands, Indovac and Inavac, to be used for booster vaccines. The BPOM is assisting in the preparation of production facilities to meet good manufacturing practices. The agency will thereafter evaluate results related to aspects of drug and vaccine development for efficacy and safety, and of course, quality. Digital transformation has opened up new opportunities, especially for increasing national competitiveness. That's according to the Communication and Informatics Ministry of Indonesia, Secretary General of the Ministry, Mira Tayyiba, said during the signing of a memorandum of understanding with a foreign telecommunications company on Tuesday. The Communication and Informatics Ministry has prepared 5 strategic programs for digital transformation, which range from the provision of information and communication technology infrastructure, frequency spectrum management, equipment standards, and public services. The utilization of information and communication technology, and public communication and management support. The last national news comes from the Balinese people, who hope that all the results of the G20 summit in Bali will be able to provide a way of prosperity and harmonization for humans and the universe. That hope is in tune with the Gunungan or Kayon G20 logo. According to a release received by Voice of Indonesia on Tuesday, Gunungan is a symbol of life and the preservation of the universe, as the mountains are the hope for the world's humans for their continued life. Professor and lecturer of cultural literature at Udayana University, Professor Dr. Inyoman Dharmaputra M. Lit in Denpasar on Tuesday said, the hope symbolized by the Gunungan logo is part of efforts to support the achievement of sustainable development goals. Now we move to the international news. Organizers of the United Nations Climate Summit in Egypt have launched a set of 30 goals aimed at accelerating transformative action on climate adaptation this decade. The Sharm el-Sheikh Adaptation Agenda wants to rally action from both governments and non-state actors on adaptation, the ability to prepare and adjust for a hotter planet with more extreme and damaging events, with the ambition of improving the lives of 4 billion people by 2030. Asian shares inch higher on Wednesday as investors brace for U.S. inflation data due this week and awaited the results of the midterm elections that could signify a power shift in Washington. MSCI's broadcast index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan was 0.33% higher, while Japan's Nikkei slipped 0.16% and Australian stocks gained 0.58%. Next, we have oil prices edged lower as industry data showed U.S. crude stockpiles rose more than expected and on worries a rebound in COVID-19 cases in top importer China will hurt fuel demand. Last week, the market had latched onto hopes that China might be moving toward relaxing COVID-19 restrictions, but over the weekend, health officials said they would stick to their dynamic clearing approach to new infections. We end the news with NASA that will batten down its big new moon rocket on the launch pad to ride out a hurricane expected to hit near Cape Canaveral, Florida, and its targeted liftoff time next week has been postponed by 2 days, the U.S. Space Agency said on Monday. Kennedy Space Center lies near the middle of a 240-mile stretch of Florida's Atlantic shore, where forecasters say Tropical Storm Nicole is most likely to strike on Wednesday night or early Thursday as a Category 1 hurricane. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesian Embassy promotes Bali and beyond in tourism exhibition in Namibia. The Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek took part in the Namibia Tourism Expo or NTE exhibition on November 3rd until 5th and promoted Indonesian tourism with the theme Bali and beyond. Coordinator of Information, Social and Cultural Functions of the Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek, Ari Hadiman, explained that The NTE event is an annual tourism promotion agenda which is always followed by the Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek because this event is attended by leading tourism actors both in Namibia and from neighboring countries such as South Africa, Botswana, and Zimbabwe. Ari further conveyed that the large scale of the NTE exhibition, joined by the tourism industry players from South Africa, Botswana, and Zimbabwe, is a good opportunity to promote Indonesian tourism to Namibia so that the activity is always followed by the Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek. In accordance with the theme Bali and Beyond, the Indonesian Embassy exhibition booth showcased photos and videos of Bali tourism objects and a number of other leading Indonesian tourism destinations such as Bromo, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Labuan Bajo, as well as Morotai Islands. The Indonesian Embassy also played a video showing the promotion of Indonesian specialties. Besides, the Indonesian Embassy also exhibited one of the gamelan musical instruments, namely gender, which was played when visitors came to the Indonesian booth at the NTE 2022 exhibition. The Indonesian booth at the exhibition was visited by Namibia's Deputy Minister of Environment, Forestry and Tourism, Heather Sibungo. Moreover, Indonesian Ambassador to Namibia, Wisnu Edi Pratiknyo, welcomed the visit and he handed over a gift of typical Indonesian souvenirs and Indonesian tourism brochures. Opening the Namibia market as a new source of foreign tourists to Indonesia, the Indonesian Embassy in Windhoek in the exhibition distributed information on tour packages delivered by four Indonesian travel agents to Namibian tourism actors who took part in the NTE exhibition. Furthermore, the leading travel agencies in Namibia, namely Renis Travel and Trip Travel, also distributed tour packages to Bali to NTE visitors. The Indonesian Embassy also disseminated information about the latest regulations for visit visas to Indonesia for citizens of Namibia. In the NTE 2022 event, the Indonesian booth won a silver award from the NTE committee. The organizers of NTE Namibia Media Holding express appreciation for Indonesia's consistent participation every year at the NTE event in Windhoek. It is the largest tourism exhibition event in Namibia, which was held again after a two-year absence due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on November 9, 1938, about the Night of Broken Glass or Kristallnacht. Kristallnacht was a massive destruction targeting Jewish property throughout Germany from the night of November 9 to the 10, 1938. The destruction was supported by the Nazi government led by Hitler. The terror caused the destruction of 262 synagogues and 7,500 Jewish-owned shops and businesses. About 90 Jews were killed and 30,000 of them were put in concentration camps. In addition, Nazi Germany soldiers and civilian supporters also smashed the glass in Jewish-owned buildings with sledgehammers so that broken glass scattered on the street. So that night was called Kristallnacht or the Night of Broken Glass. Now we move to an event on November 9, 1953 about Cambodian independence. Kingdom of Cambodia is a country in the form of a constitutional monarchy in Southeast Asia. The country is the successor to the Khmer Empire, which once ruled the entire Indochina Peninsula between the 11th and 14th centuries. Cambodia was a French colony from 1863 to 1953. Cambodia gained its independence from France on November 9, 1953, as a constitutional monarchy under King Norodom Sihanouk. We end today in history with an event on November 9, 1989 about the Berlin Wall opened. The Berlin Wall was a barrier wall built by the communist government of East Germany, which separated West Berlin and East Berlin and the rest of East Germany. In 1989, there was a radical political change in the Eastern Bloc region. The weakening of the influence of the Soviet Union in the Eastern Bloc countries forced the East German government to announce on November 9, 1989, that East Germans could go to West Germany and West Berlin. This event became known as the fall of the Berlin Wall and paved the way for the unification of Germany on October 3, 1990. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Mungkin kita ditakdir.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Coordinating Minister for Economy Erlangga Hartarto said the G20 Indonesia presidency contributes 7.4 trillion rupees to the national economy. The amount includes a direct consumption worth 1.7 trillion rupees. Besides the manpower absorption during G20 Indonesia and the micro small medium enterprises was up to 33,000. In a press conference on the Q3 or the third quarter economic growth, as observed by Antara Online on Monday, Minister Erlangga Hartarto said amid the presidency G20, there have been 438 activities consisting of ministerial level meetings, working groups, engagement groups, and side events. The events were held in 25 cities. He also said that with total events, almost all partnering countries said G20 Indonesia is the most lively G20 event. Furthermore, Minister Erlangga stated that so far at the summit in Bali, there are 39 delegates consisting of 2,500 people. They come from 20 G20 member countries, 9 invitation countries, and 10 global institutions. He also remarked that the G20 summit will also improve the national economy. From recognition, Indonesia will be at the peak of the world's attention amid the G20 events. According to Minister Erlangga, the future impact of the event is the Indonesian economic growth, currently 5.72%, whose inflation can be suppressed below 5.7%. Minister Erlangga Hartarto added that Indonesia has a good performance in leading the G20 and ASEAN leadership. Therefore, this will make Indonesia more respectable. Moreover, based on the purchasing power parity, the Indonesian economy is at the 7th rank in the world, and possibly it will be going up to the 4th position quicker by 2030.
Tak pernah ku menyesal, ku hanya terus berharap. Mungkin ini hanya cobaan di dalam hidup, dan aku terus berseru menahan air mata, menunggu keajaiban. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga, kau sejak kau ada di dunia. Aku tak menyangka, tapi aku percaya. Dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semuanya. Kulihat keajaiban, oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga, kau jatuh dari surga,
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, Limbangan among millennials is currently only known as one of the districts in Garut, West Java, even though the city is the forerunner of the formation of Garut Regency. In 1813, Limbangan was a regency led by Raden Adipati Arya Adiwijaya, and its capital was in Suci. Because Suci was deemed inappropriate to serve as the center of government, Raden Adipati formed a special committee to find a suitable place. Finally, the team found a place that has a spring and flows directly into the Cimanuk River, which is now known as Garut. Now, Garut is a city which develops with the various types of micro, small, and medium enterprises, products, and natural tourism destinations. One of the natural tourism destinations that you have to visit if you go to Garut is Pesona Jati Ciwangi, or PJC. Pesona Jati Ciwangi is a tourism spot in Limbangan that presents a cool pine forest and is often used by visitors for picnic activities with family. The available facilities are complete, starting from toilets, prayer rooms, food and beverage stalls, gazebos, rides for children's games, to cool photo spots. The PJC has an area of about 2 hectares wide and is dominated by high pine forests that block the sun's rays from directly reaching the earth. For millennials who like coffee, this tourism spot provides a spot called the Jati Coffee. They enjoy a cup of hot coffee with a cool and beautiful natural panorama. It's open for 24 hours. Pesona Jati Ciwangi is widely used by visitors to enjoy the sunset. The atmosphere at night feels very different and romantic. Pesona Jati Ciwangi is the most visited tourism spot in Limbangan because Ciwangi Village is created to be a tourism village with all the charm it has. It is also close to another nature tourism destination that just opens in 2022 in this area called Antapura de Jati. The cool air and green scenery is sure to be healthy for one's body and soul. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini. hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku?
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about perjalanan dari Labuan Bajo ke Pulau Komodo, which means traveling from Labuan Bajo to Komodo Island. So stay tuned! We are going to present you a conversation entitled Pantai Terindah, Pantai Terindah, which means the most beautiful beach. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and the tourist guide in Labuan Bajo. Dev tells the tourist guide that the beach in Labuan Bajo is the most beautiful beach he has ever seen. Let's listen to the conversation.
Ini pantai terindah yang pernah saya lihat.
Anda pernah berkunjung ke pantai mana saja?
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to give you some vocabularies related to the topic of today. I'm going to read it 2 times and you can repeat after me. Pantai, pantai, which means beach. Terindah, terindah, which means the most beautiful. Pernah, pernah, which means ever. Lihat, lihat, which means see. Ini pantai terindah yang pernah saya lihat. ini pantai terindah yang pernah saya lihat. Which means, this is the most beautiful beach I've ever seen. Berkunjung, berkunjung, which means visit. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, ini pantai terindah yang pernah saya lihat. Ini pantai terindah yang pernah saya lihat. Which means, this is the most beautiful beach I've ever seen. In the sentence, there is a phrase, pantai terindah. Pantai terindah, which means the most beautiful beach. The word terindah, terindah, is formed by the prefix ter and the word indah, indah, which means beautiful. The prefix ter in the word terindah, which means the most beautiful, has the meaning of paling, which means the most. In the sentence, Dev uses the word terindah to state that the beach in Labuan Bajo is the most beautiful beach he has ever seen. Let's listen to the other examples of expressions that have the meaning of paling, which means superlative degree of comparison. Terbaru, terbaru, which means the latest. Ini lagu terbaru dari Agnes Mo. Ini lagu terbaru dari Agnes Mo, which means this is the latest song of Agnes Mo. Termahal, termahal, which means the most expensive. Di sekitar pantai ini ada hotel termahal di Indonesia. Di sekitar pantai ini ada hotel termahal di Indonesia, which means there is the most expensive hotel in Indonesia around the beach. To state the superlative degree comparison, there are some vocabularies that often used to state the nature or quality of something. For example, terbersih, terbersih, which means the cleanest. Teraman, teraman, which means the safest. Termurah, termurah, which means the cheapest. And terbaik, terbaik, which means the best. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Ini pantai terindah yang pernah saya lihat.
Anda pernah berkunjung ke pantai mana saja?
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Cepatlah
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from South Kalimantan entitled Ampar Ampar Pisang. The song Ampar Ampar Pisang is one of regional famous songs in Indonesia because students learn it at schools. Besides, the song is also an accompaniment song for children's games from Banjar, South Kalimantan. The song composed by Hamidan Aceh tells about the process of making a special food from South Kalimantan, namely rimpi. To make it, the bananas are processed by spreading or drying in layers until ripe. Well, listener, here is the song Ampar Ampar Pisang by Henny Purwonegoro. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at Voice Indonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.